I'm speaking with Mr. Jamie Gladfelter. He's the executive director of a new coding school that's coming to downtown Galesburg in the future here, and we just want to learn a little bit about that. So, Jamie, thank you for joining me.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Just to start off with, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about this venture Main Street Codes that's coming to Galesburg soon?
Yeah, sure. My name's Jamie Gladfelter. I'm a Galesburg native. I was born and raised in Galesburg. Currently live in Chicago. We've lived here for the last 13 years or so, and then involved in a tech space up here in Chicago. Went through a coding boot camp myself in 2012, one of the first ones in the country, and have seen firsthand the impact that a coding school like this can have, and started thinking about ways I could give back to my hometown, and end up getting a building downtown Galesburg and started working on curriculum about a year ago. And just looking forward to bringing this to the community and offering access to this high-quality modern education that doesn't exist really in the town of Galesburg size.
Yeah, and what kinds of, educational opportunities or classes will be provided, and kind of what sorts of people should be looking to maybe take these classes? Is this more along the lines of something younger students that are starting their careers out or maybe thinking about careers, or is this something that could be possible for people looking to change careers that are already full adults? Kind of who's this intended for, I guess?
Right. Yeah, so there's three kind of main buckets of people that are interested in these sort of boot camps. One is a young person who's maybe considering alternatives to go into a 4-year or a 2-year college, is wanting to get involved in the tech space. And instead of paying the tuition that's being charged at these universities, they kind of forego that and do one of these coding boot camps to kind of set the foundation of their technical skills. So you have a young person who's considering an alternative to college, and then you also have somebody who's looking to change careers, maybe is unsatisfied or is not having the career opportunities that they hope for in the current career and want to make a switch. And then we finally have people who have jobs that they enjoy right now but want to either advance or add to their own skill set. Learning how to code and build your own software for whatever workflow you have makes you much more viable to the organization that you're with. And there's a lot of opportunity to use these skills no matter where you are. And so what we're offering is three types of programs. There's back-end web development, which is kind of the behind-the-scenes of any sort of web application or mobile application that you have. That's a 12-week course that will take coding knowledge to be able to build a fully functional dynamic web app. And then we have a 12-week front-end web development course that is kind of the what you see when the web page, the styling and the interaction, that front end course teaches that aspect of web development a little more. And then we have a mobile app development course, which is teaching how to build iOS apps or Android apps that we all know and use. And that's a 10-week course. And so what we're doing is we're running a kind of a small, intimate proof of concept course this fall out of space in downtown Galesburg. It's just 10 seats and we're offering at a really reduced tuition rate to see if we can get some students in there and start putting together a critical mass. And then those other courses, the front end and the mobile app development courses, will be offered in spring of 2019.
Okay. And on your website, I read that it says that you're hoping to create a national model of trying to close the digital divide in non-urban communities. Can you talk a little bit about that and just what it would mean for a community like Galesburg to have something like this here, do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the 5-year or even 10-year plan for this organization. I think what we're seeing is that relied on manufacturing have seen jobs leave, and so what we have is, you know, you have talented, educated people from communities like Galesburg, and the last 10, 20 years, what they've done is to get an education, and usually they have to move to a larger urban area in order to find employment that, you know, suits their needs. And so what we're trying to do is build that technical talent in a town like Galesburg, because it's no longer necessary for someone to move to an urban area in order to work at these high-paying jobs. Remote work has become so popular recently, and these skills are in such demand that you can come and you can take coding boot camp courses and then apply that foundation that we've provided, develop your skills, and get a job working at a company in Chicago or Amsterdam or Stockholm or New York or San Francisco, and be able to pull that well-paying salary into an economy like Galesburg's.
So it's not looking so much at like some kind of tech company coming to Galesburg and somebody working there. You're more thinking along the lines of people can get these skills and they can work remotely for a lot of different companies over the country or around the world. Is that the idea?
Well, I think in the near term, that's probably the most viable option. Is it's going to be hard to convince a tech company to move to a town like Galesburg right away. I think what you will have is you'll have, if you have the right technical labor force, you'll see companies start hiring some people out of Galesburg. And if you get enough critical mass of people working out of Galesburg, maybe they'll open up an office. Or also, equally likely, you might have someone that acquires these skills and has their own ideas for an application or a business, and they can just build it where they are. I think long term, once you have that more technically skilled labor pool, it's a lot easier to sell for a tech company to open up an office in a town like Galesburg.
Yeah.
But it's really about kind of developing it from the ground up, which is what we're just trying to start it from zero here.
Okay. And I guess we should say you're planning on being located at 341 East Main Street, which I believe at one point was known as the Old Rust
yeah.
Bucket. But and also
right.
saw that you're going to have what's called it'll be a co-working space. I'm not really familiar with that term. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the co-working model is, it's kind of like shared office space where you pay. If you're a member of the co-working space, you pay a monthly fee, whether it's $50, $100, $150 a month, that gives you access to that space like during normal business hours. So the classes we're looking to offer will be in the evening. So we can kind of hit everyone that's in school or working, kind of like cast the widest net in the evenings. So during the day, we'll have with members just in the space working on whatever it is they're working on. And I don't believe we're ready to roll up co-working this fall. We're doing like a full build-out and launch in the spring of 2019, but what we're doing in the very near term is just offering that 10-seat back-end web development course out of the space.
All right, and can you tell me anything about who will be teaching these classes and camps?
Yeah, actually, so my little brother, Mitch Fisher, who's lived in Chicago and went through a coding boot camp up here last year and has been teaching web development courses up here for the last few months, recently moved back to Galesburg. And so him and I have been working.
Oh, I think we lost you for a sec.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay? You're good now?
Yeah. So Mitch Fisher, who has experience with coding boot camps up here in Chicago, will be teaching our web development class this fall.
All right. And I guess just to kind of wrap things up before I let you go, you've mentioned kind of a little bit about this, but I guess where do you hope to see this whole thing maybe 5-10 years down the line?
Well, I would love to just see a tech entrepreneurship system kind of grow from the ground up in Galesburg, where you see companies organically being built in Galesburg by Galesburg residents, and also having Galesburg residents work for companies in larger urban areas remotely. Long term, I would love to see. On the local economy would just be huge in the next, you know, 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's very exciting. And we'll be looking to speak with you and some of your partners maybe in the future as things get closer. But in the meantime, thanks for taking the time, and congratulations and best of luck.
Yeah, thanks, Cameron. Thanks for having me.